We want to always get a check-in with one of our great partners and sponsors, Manchester-Boston Regional Airport Executive Director Ted Kitchens, GMI Studios, joining us out of the gate. Good morning, New Hampshire. Good morning, Ted.
Hey, good morning, Jack. Great to be with you.
Well, things are busy. I know people are trying to get south. The flights are full, and you have a lot of options out of Manchester-Boston Regional Airport to get down to south and warmer destinations, whether you want to hang out with Tom Brady and see what decision he's going to make or not. But tell us how things settling down coming out of the holidays.
Yeah, the things are. And yesterday was our U.S. Travel Association's vacation holiday or plan a vacation day, I think is what they call it. So like 80% of U.S. residents are ready to hit the road. Of course, vacations are very important for rest and relaxation and also recharging your battery. So it's very important, particularly after the long slog that we've been through here for the past 2 years. But, yeah, things are starting to settle down. Our cancellation rates are a little bit higher than they should be in the way that we like to see it. But as you pointed out, the first part of this year was very high level of cancellations because of airline COVID-related staffing issues. But then since we last talked, we've had a winter storm and then the 5G rollout, Winter Storm Izzy and 5G that caused a few days where we had, higher than normal cancellation rates. But since then, we've settled down since that period as well. I mean, if you take away the COVID-related staffing issues and the 5G rollout, which I hope are anomalies, I guess, and the very, very tail end of the bell curve in terms of probability of ever happening again, we're right about a 5% cancellation rate for the month of January, which is still too high, but it's not as bad considering how bad of a beginning we had to this year.
Hey, Ted, you brought up the 5G rollout. Can you put that in layman's terms of why airports and some of the carriers were concerned about the carriers rolling this out before maybe things were ready and where that's at?
Yeah, so in layman's terms, there's a piece of equipment on board an aircraft called a radio altimeter, and back in the old days there were barometric altimeters, which just looked at differences in pressure. Obviously, as you go higher up in the atmosphere, pressure drops, but barometric altimeters are not as reliable as radio altimeters because you can have temperature inversions and all these other things at different levels of the altitude of the atmosphere. So radio altimeters are the preferred method, and essentially that is just it's just pinging the ground, right? And it's measuring the return and how long it takes for the return to hit the aircraft, and it knows the altitude of the airplane. But that system feeds bunch of other systems on board the aircraft, safety systems on board the aircraft. And the FAA, just felt like the 5G rollout, especially in this thing we call the C-band, which is not C as in the ocean, but C as in the letter C, the C-band is getting too close to the aviation frequencies that radio altimeters use. So there's a bit of a bleed over in terms of those frequencies, especially on the higher end of the C-band and the low end of the FAA frequencies. The FAA thought that this would degrade the reliability of the information that the radio altimeter was feeding these other systems on board the aircraft. And there are differences between, the 5G systems in Europe and here. I mean, Europe is on a completely different electrical grid. I mean, anybody who's traveled to Europe knows you have to take a different type of plug with you to Europe for an adapter, right? So there's a completely different electrical grid. So the amplitude of the frequencies are higher here because our power to the transmitters are about 2.5 times greater than they are in Europe.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Think of it as the difference between an acoustic guitar and an electric guitar, right?
Mm-hmm,
it's the
mm-hmm.
same note, but it's a different amplitude.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing is happening here with our transmitters here in the United States.
Wow, that's a good breakdown. And so are we, that's sort of wrinkled out? I mean, the wrinkles are wrinkling out, or is it still a concern?
It is. The FAA right now, as of yesterday, they've approved 90% of the civil fleet flying in the United States through what they call an AMOC, which is an alternative means of compliance with the safety certification alert that the FAA issued back at the beginning of the year. So 90% of the fleet out there have proven to the FAA that their altimeters are not going to be impacted by the 5G. Now, the obvious question is, why was that not done before the 5G rollout? Why do we wait till the 5G rollout to start certifying these things?
Ted, I could ask why, when we needed more testing kits over the holidays, did the federal government launch a website last week to send them out in 2 weeks from now? But that's another story for another day.
Right.
All right, Ted Kitchens, Manchester Boston Regional Airport, and how's the newest carrier doing? In terms of down to Florida, you have a couple new carriers. How are they doing?
Yeah, they're doing great, and they're adding additional flights for winter break, so you now have. For Saturday the 19th, the 26th, and March the 5th, we will have six daily flights to Florida. It'll be two to Orlando, two to Fort Myers, one to Tampa, one to Fort Lauderdale.
Wow.
And then several other days throughout that 2 or 3 week period, they have four daily flights, so to all four Florida cities once daily. So there's additional options and opportunities for your listeners to get on those airplanes and go sit on a nice warm beach and go talk to Tom Brady.
See what he's doing. All right. Thank you, Ted Kitchens, Manchester Boston Regional Airport, on this.
Appreciate
good update. Thank you as we get into the new year.
Thank you. Bye-bye.